Numbers chapter 21, and we'll begin, please, to read at verse 4. Page 177 in the Pew Bible, 177, and it's Numbers 21 and verse 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, "Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread." And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that every one that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. There's a lovely verse in John chapter 3 and verse 14. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." There you have the Lord Jesus, and he's speaking one-to-one with Nicodemus. There's only one in the congregation. A very small congregation. But the Lord Jesus never despises any small congregation, and he's even prepared to preach to one person. And the wonder of it all is that the Lord Jesus compares himself to a snake. Let's just say tonight that I was to compare the prophet Muhammad to a snake. You can imagine the uproar that there would be among the Islamic community. But I have no problem tonight comparing the Lord Jesus to a snake, because he actually compared himself to a snake. He compared himself to the serpent, that Moses lifted up in the wilderness. What humility. Never was there anyone as humble as the Lord Jesus. What a rebuke to the pride that we see all around us today, even in Christian circles. You've not only got humility, but you see, when we look at Numbers 21 and we read through the story, we find publicity. There's humility, first of all, that the Lord Jesus, the King of Glory, would compare himself to a snake. But there's publicity now. I want you to notice that here. Because you find that whenever the people in Numbers 21 have been bitten by the snakes and they're dying, the Lord says to Moses, "Now, I want you to get the snake up in a public place, Moses. I want you to put it up, Moses, on the pole for everybody to see." You know, dear friends, that's the duty of the Church of Jesus Christ today. It has always been the duty of the church, and it will always be the duty of the church, to lift Christ up in the public arena. Every time we go on outreach around the doors, we're putting the serpent on the pole. We're lifting up Christ. Every time we put a sermon on sermon audio for the world to hear, we're lifting up the serpent on the pole. Publicly. Every time we have a drive-in service, We're lifting up the brazen serpent. We're just doing what Moses did, lifting up Christ so that men and women would look to him by faith and be saved. We have heard tonight, praise God, how Wendy that night in Dublin looked to the Lord Jesus and she was saved. And thank God as we lift the Saviour up today, men and women can still look to him, can still trust in him and know their sins forgiven. How important it is that the Saviour is lifted up in public. You see, that's why we have a banner on the outside of the church. We're lifting Christ up. The serpent is on the pole outside the church. The just shall live by faith. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. What a joy to lift up the Saviour so that men and women might look to him. You see, the Lord did not say to Moses, "Moses, now I want you to make that brass snake. And Moses, I'll tell you where to put it. Go to the tabernacle and see, put it away in there in the tabernacle out of sight." The Lord didn't say that. If Moses had have put the snake in the tabernacle, out of view, nobody would have been healed. It would have been a waste of time. The serpent was to be brought out into the public so that as many people as possible could look to it and be healed and live. Now let me say that there was no magical healing power in the serpent. Neither was there any magical healing power in Moses, because he's just a sinner through and through, like you and me. The power was in the Lord, and it's still in the Lord today. And that is why we must lift him up. And thank God Wendy has already lifted him up tonight, and I don't want to say anything that would take away from that at all. All I want to do is just continue to do what she has done and just keep lifting up the Lord Jesus. But we've got to make him known. If our ministry revolves around what happens inside these four walls, dear friends, the church is going down the plug hole. I'm just being honest tonight. If we hide the gospel under a bushel, if we just meet inside the church in some kind of a holy huddle, like a museum to admire ourselves in, then we might as well just lock up and board up the church and just shut up shop. The Saviour has to be presented on the outside. And that's why, dear friends, every opportunity we get and every method that is available to us, we seek to use it. We try to use it to get the message of a lifted up Saviour out there. The crucified one who died for us. Woe is unto us if we just preach him inside the church. If we do not go out, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So often the church, I'm speaking now about the church in general in the West, so often we expect the lost to come to us. We seem to have missed what Jesus said. Go. We must go with the message. Every one of us must be like old Moses. We must lift up the Lord Jesus everywhere we go. Publicity. May the Lord help us to get the serpent, to get the brazen serpent out from the church and out into the community, out into the world, that the healing message of the gospel would flow through our community. And then
You know, God moves in a mysterious way. Sometimes we forget the Lord can save people out there. Sure, there could be somebody sitting on a bar stool tonight in the pub, or they could be in the bookies, or they're lying on the sofa at home half asleep. And the Lord could save them there and magnify His grace. But we have to get the message out. So whenever I look at this story of the brazen serpent, I see the humility of the Lord Jesus as He sits there speaking one-to-one with Nicodemus. Such humility that He would take the time to talk to one man. Jesus is not like so many of the celebrity TV preachers today who demand a crowd and will not speak unless there's thousands listening to them. No, He's totally different. So genuine. So real. That He's prepared to even speak to one man and to show one man the way of salvation. And all the humility to compare Himself to a very creature that crawls along the ground. Humility, publicity, simplicity. Simplicity. The gospel is oh so simple. And we see the simplicity of the gospel in this story. The Lord didn't say, "Now, Moses, could you tell the people to start killing the snakes?" Neither did He say, "Moses, I think you should make some anti-venom. Get the people, get the elders to make some kind of medicine that will heal the people." Neither did the Lord say, "Now, Moses, tell you what. Go and get a loudspeaker and just make it clear around the camp. Go around the camp and tell the people you've got to climb the pole. And the person who climbs the pole and touches the serpent, they'll be healed." The Lord didn't say that. No, He just kept it simple. All you've got to do is look. That's all you've got to do tonight to be saved. Whenever we think about humanity, was it not a look that brought sin into the world? You remember in Genesis chapter 3 that we read, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." The problem started with a look. There at creation, just after God had created man, the devil came, the old serpent came. And Eve looked. And that's when sin came into the world. And that is why the Lord Jesus had to be lifted up on Calvary's cross. All because of a look. But the wonder of the gospel and the simplicity of the gospel tonight is that you and I can just look to Christ by faith and be saved. This is not a process. This is something that happens immediately. You see, what happened to the Israelites in the wilderness? They were healed in a split second. The moment that their eyes rested on that serpent on the pole, they were healed. And I want to tell you, dear friends, tonight, the moment that your eyes rest by faith on the crucified one, you will be saved. Just look. It's so unbelievably simple. If you from sin are longing to be free, look to the Lamb of God. He to redeem you died on Calvary. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. For He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God.